Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, we find Rav Abba Bar Ava explains the Mishnah of a mecham shepineyu, and he says as follows, that a mecham, a pot, a boiling hot pot that you remove the hot water from, the halacha is, you can't put in mayim u'atim kedei sheyichamu. You can't put in a little bit of water in order that the water should become hot. Aval noisein l'toiche mayim miruvim kedei lehavshiran. You could put in a large amount of water in order to warm up the water. In other words, you have a very hot pot and you want to warm up this large amount of water. So you could pour the water into the pot and the pot, which is very hot, will warm up the water. You turn the page, the Gemara asks on top of Amar Aleph, Aloy Mitzarif, why isn't this a Isser Melacha of Mitzarif? And Rashi explains, when you have a very hot metal pot and you pour in cold water, it strengthens the pot. And it's a machlokes rishonim exactly what the malacha is, but the Gemara is asking, how am I allowed to put in this large amount of water into this hot pot? I'm going to be over the malacha of mitzarif. So the Gemara answers that it's Reb Shimon, Shitas Reb Shimon that says, Dover Shem Eschavin is mutter. And since my kavana, when I'm pouring in the water, is not to be mitzarif the pot, not to strengthen the pot, so I'm not going to be over the malacha of mitzarif. If you look in Teitzah Dibur HaMaschil Mecham, Teitzah's the second wide line says, you have to say that it's not a psik resha. It's possible that the pot won't be mitzarif. Why? The psik resha, moide Reb Shimon. It can't be a psik resha, because by a psik resha, Reb Shimon is moide, even though he says normally the Levashem Eschavit is mutter. If it's a psik resha, Reb Shimon is moide, that you're going to be chayiv. The Achronim discuss something called psik resha l'sha'avar. What's a psik resha l'sha'avar? If you look in the Bira Halacha in Simon Shin Tezayin, the Bira Maskel V'lachein, he discusses in Hilchas Tzeda, a person is shutting an area where there may be flies in there. So on the tzad that there are flies in there, the maisa that he's doing as he closes this door is a melechas seda. So mitzad echad is a darvah shem eschavin because he has no intention of trapping the flies, and there's no psik resha because perhaps there are no flies at all. But on the side that there are flies, the maisa that he's doing is definitely going to trap the flies. That's called a suffik psik resha l'sha'avar. There's a suffik whether b'chlal he's trapping the flies, and even on the side that he's trapping the flies, the psik resha is already happening with the maisa. And the Bira Halacha brings the Taz, that a Safek Psik Resha L'Sha'avar, since Saif, right now, he's not doing a Vade Maisa Isser, because he doesn't know if there are flies in the place that he's trapping, that he's closing the door. So therefore, he says that it's going to be Mutter. And the Bira Halacha asks his own questions on the Taz. He also brings the Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yerideya, it's actually in Chidushim over here as well, that says that from the Ramon Yerideya, it would seem that a psik resha l'sha'avar is asr. What's the case that the Ramah is discussing over there? The Ramah brings that it's asr to move the coals underneath the pot of a guy, because perhaps he's cooking basa b'chalav, or he used that pot to cook basa b'chalav, even though it's not a psik resha, because perhaps he never cooked in that pot basa b'chalav, still it's going to be asr. So it comes out that the Ramah says it's asr to do a maisa, where the maisa is going to be a safek psik resha l'sha'avar. Because this maisa chita is a psik resha for bishul basa b'chalav, but maybe there's no basa b'chalav there. And if there is, it's only something that happened in the past. So you see that the Ramah holds that a safek psik resha l'sha'avar is asr. And the Bira Halacha says he has a right to the Taz, who's matir psik resha l'sha'avar, for ma'wa sugya. Why? Because the Ramban al-Khamis also asks the same question that we mentioned in Taz's before. Our Gemara says that the mitzarif is mutter because it's going according to Reb Shimon that says Davash Meschavin is mutter. Fractasis is psik resha. Taisus says it's not a psik resha because maybe it won't be mitzarif. If you look in the Ramban says that the reason why it's not a psik resha is because perhaps it will never get to tziruf because the water will hold it back from getting hot enough to make the tziruf, the shemel kvar nitzdarfa, but perhaps it already happened. So you see clearly in the Ramban, says the Bir Halacha, that I have a suffix psik resha l'sha avar. I have a suffix, maybe the mais isser already happened, and the reason why it's mutter is because it's only a suffix. It's a davar shem eschav, and according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter. This is not considered a psik resha that Reb Shimon's bimi moide to, even though normally Reb Shimon's moide that psik resha is aser. This is not considered a psik resha that Reb Shimon's gonna aser. So we have a machlekes between the Taz and Rabbi Kiva Eger, whether suffix psik resha l'sha'avar is mutter or not. Rabbi Kiva Eger, like we mentioned in Basel B'chalav, says that it's aser, and the Taz over here says that it's mutter. Shmuel Ruzovsky in Ksubis wants to explain that the Yisrael machlekes should be Kiva Eger, and the Taz is based on Yisrael's the Geshayla, how to understand why Reb Shimon's moide by psik resha. In other words, Reb Shimon says davar shem eschavin is mutter. By psik resha, he's moide. Why is he moide? Do we say that since by psik resha, we say literally, when he's doing a maisa of being chaytech, the rosh of a bal chai, his kavana isn't for the tilas neshama. But we say, since it's psik resha of a layamos, the behema, this bal chai is for sure going to die, we look at it as if he's been mechavin for the tilas neshama. Even if Papayel, he wasn't mechavin for the tilas neshama, we're toile, that's his kavana. Or maybe we don't need him to be mechavin. Any maisa that has a vada taitza, like over here, we're chopping off the head of a bal chai, I don't need kavana for this taitza. It's a davar shememela. And there, even without kavana, you're going to be chayiv. So Shmuel Ruzovsky wants to say that's the machlekes, the Taz and Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Taz understood the reason why Reb Shimon is mechayiv sik resha, because we look at it like he's actually being mischavim for the malacha. Even if Papayel didn't have that kavana, we're told that that was the kavana. And therefore, by psik resha l'sha avar, you can't say he was mischavim for the malacha, because he didn't know b'chlal, in the case of flies in the box, he didn't know b'chlal if there's flies in the box. Or in the case of our Gemara, by this keli, he didn't know when he poured the water in, if it will ever, is the maisa going to be a maisa, which is being mitzarif. But Kiva Eger holds, I don't need kavana for a maisa to be mechayiv of him. When I'm doing a psik resha, we say that even without lahed your kavana for the taitza, since it's something which is sure going to happen, even without kavana yechayiv. So therefore, when a person closes a box and there's a possibility there are zvuvim, there are flies inside, we say that's a psik resha. And even though it's a sovim psik resha l'sha avar, Kiva Eger says it's still going to be chayiv. In our case as well, when I'm pouring the water into the pot, we don't know if it will come to the maisa tziruf, but on the tzad that when he pours the water in, there's a psik resha that when he pours it in, the maisa is going to be a maisa of being mitzarif. There, Kiva Eger says that even according to Reb Shimon, davar shem eschavin is mutter, by savik psik resha l'sha avar, we say that Reb Shimon is moide, that you're going to be chayiv. Have a wonderful day.